A U.S. recovery team is at the site in Pakistan where a refueling plane crashed on Wednesday, killing 7 Marines. Those deaths represent the worst single casualty toll of the 3-month U.S. military operation in and around Afghanistan. The Marines have played a prominent role in the war, beating the Army to the biggest ground combat assignment. For the Corps Commandant, General James Jones, the Marines' performance shows his service can meet the war challenges of the 21st century. NPR's Tom Jaltum reports.
As the smallest branch of the nation's warfighting forces, the Marines have had to establish a role of their own. In the past, they've specialized in ship-to-shore invasions, but Afghanistan is a landlocked country. So why were the Marines given the first big ground assignment there, over the U.S. Army? General James Jones, the Marine Corps Commandant, says it's because his service excels at expeditionary warfare, being able to deploy a fierce fighting force almost anywhere on short notice. Afghanistan, he says, was right up the Marines' alley.
This didn't surprise me. It's not beyond our capabilities, and I think people who are surprised are just now figuring out what expeditionary warfare is really all about.
Marine Corps commanders recently staged an expeditionary warfare demonstration at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Marine units showed how they can move ashore from the open sea or attack from riverboats or parachute inland. Marine logistics units showed they can swoop into a remote site and set up a functioning base in a matter of hours. One battalion, led by Lieutenant Colonel Lee Miller, demonstrated how it would attack an enemy-controlled town.
If you look to your left front, you'll see a large open field. The enemy will attempt to counterattack into that field. It should be spoiled by our tank platoon.
Within moments, Marine infantrymen are arriving by helicopter, swarming over the town from all directions. Marine Corps fighter jets strafe enemy positions while Marine armored vehicles roll quickly down the street. The capability to make a forcible entry like this, says General Jones, is one of the contributions the Marines can make to U.S. warfighting.
You need forces that can act very quickly and respond with a complete package, combined arms, if you will, everything from airplanes to tanks to Humvees.
The U.S. Army can do this too, of course, but as a ship-based force, Marines have an advantage. Because Army units operate strictly on land, they first have to find a country willing to give them basing rights, not the Marines.
You don't have to ask permission when you use the seas as your highways. To have to work out access routes and overflights and land navigation and the like with 3 or 4 different countries takes time, and they each put different caveats and restrictions on it.
This was a particular problem in the Afghanistan war, where several of the neighboring countries were reluctant to allow the United States to set up big ground bases. That worked in the Marines' favor when the time came to divide ground combat responsibilities. And Pentagon planners say this base access issue could be one of the big challenges facing the U.S. military in the coming years. So does that mean Marines will be getting many more combat assignments? Not necessarily, says Lauren Thompson, a military analyst at the Lexington Institute.
The Marines have always been better known for agility than for firepower. If you're dealing with a relatively unconventional, lightly armed force like the Taliban or like Al-Qaeda, but you have to get there quickly and be highly flexible, the Marines are well suited. If you're facing a world-class ground adversary, a sort of country that might have a lot of armor, a lot of missiles, then the Marines might not be the right choice.
Maybe not, but the Marines' performance in Afghanistan, where they set up the first U.S. forward operating base, has for now boosted the Corps' standing. After all, it was a 4-star Army General, Tommy Franks, of the U.S. Central Command, who ordered the Marine deployment there. For General Jones, the Marine Commandant, the Afghanistan operation reinforced his own warfighting views on the continued importance of ground forces, even in this age of precision bombing.
We should be very proud of what the air campaign has been able to do, but it's been able to do that because of the link to the man on the ground. If it had only been an air campaign, in my opinion, we'd still be looking for targets.
Among the key players in Afghanistan were the Special Operations Forces, who directed the airstrikes. But General Jones says regular ground forces, the Northern Alliance in particular, played just as important a role, launching offensives in conjunction with the airstrikes. Jones says he only wishes the U.S. military had such an ally when he was fighting as a Marine in Vietnam.
Imagine if the South Vietnamese Army had fought with the tenacity of the Northern Alliance, or even the tenacity of the North Vietnamese Army. I mean, it would be a different situation right now. So that's a very important part of the equation. You've got to have that peace, and sometimes that peace will be American.
The Marines are gradually pulling out of Afghanistan now. It's not in our training or temperament, Jones says, to be in one place for a long period of time. Having established the first U.S. base inside the country, the Marines are ready to let the Army take it over. As an expeditionary service, the Marines await their next assignment. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.